That's where it come across the top, like
good morning.
Probably in India. Hello. Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Morning.
Hello.
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 Very bad reception.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Angela.
Gabriella.
Okay, I'm going to mute. Maybe that'll.
Everyone should mute. And if you want to ask questions, feel free to do so by unmuting. Muting it. To mute, you press star 6. And to unmute, you press star 6 a second time. We will start with the Shem Yehud, followed by the Ketoreth, the incense, and then we'll go to the handout, which can be found on the Unique Astrological Times landing page. The link to that page is underneath the two pictures on the right of every Hashem web page. And if you're on a mobile device, it's usually at the bottom of the page. When the landing page opens up, scroll down to the section marked Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The link above that title is First Days of Nisan. When that landing page opens up, scroll down to day 8, or the 8th day, which is the month of Cheshvan, in the new year of 51. Please join me in the Shema for the first two lines. Cover your eyes, lean slightly to the left, and together we say, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. The Ketoreth. Atahu Adonai Yohe Wahe Yohe Da Wanu Heyo Eloheinu Shehik Tiru Avoteinu Lefanecha Et Ketoreth Hasamim bizman shevet hamikdash kayam kasher tzivita otam al yedei Moshe nevi'echa kakatu b'toratecha vayomer Adonai yohe wahe Yoahe da wanu heyo El Moshe kach lecha Samim nata Ushelet behel bena Samim mulbona Saka bad bevad Yihie we asita Ota ketoret Shaka Mimena Hadek Vinatata Mimena Livne Haidut Beohel Moed Ashera Ibaid Lefa Shama Kodesh Kadashim Pihiye Lachem V'ne'emar V'hikir alav Aharon Ketoret Samim Baboker Baboker V'heitivo Et ha'nerot Yachtirena Uv ha'alot Acharon et hanerot, ben harbayim yaktirena, ketoret tamid lifne Adonai yohei dawanu heyo, bedorotechem. And we reach the section that expands on the Torah within the Talmud. Tanu Rabbanan Petum HaKetoret Ketzad Shalosh Meot Ushishim Ushmona Manim Hayuva Shalosh Meot Ushishim Vahamisha Kaminyan Yemon HaChama Mane lekol yom Eras b'shacharit Ufras ben ha'arbaim Ushlosha manim yeterim Shemechem machnis kohen gadol Melo hafna b'yom ha'kipurim U'machatziram V'makteshet be'erev yom Ha'kipurim v'shochakam Yafer yafer kedeshet he'daka min hadaka V'yachar asar semanim hayuva V'elu hen one hatzari Tuva tziporen tri vehebena For the halvona mishkal shivim shivim mane Five more, six suptia sheep Seven sheep olet derd Eight bekarkom mishkal shusa asar shisa asar mane Akoshet Shenehem asar ten kilu fashalosha 11 kinamon tisha forit karshina tisha kabin yayin kafrisin sein tilata wikabin tilata weim englo yayin kafrisin Mevi o chamar hivar yan atik melach sedomit rova hakav mealeas shan kol shehu rabbi natan habavli yomer Af kipad hayarden boshehu vim natan badu ashbesala vim chisar achat mikol semanecha chayav mita Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer atzari Eino Ela Sara Anotev May I say ha ta Ori Karshina Lama Hiva Kidele Yafot Ba et ha ti poren Kide Shede na Yayin Kaprisin Lama Huva Kidele Shrot Bo et hat poren Kide Shed He Aza Behalo Me Raglaim Yafin La Ela Shein Maknisin Me Raglaim Amitrudash Mifne Hakavod Tana Rabbi Natan Omer Pishtehu Shohek Omer Hadek Heitev Hadek Mifne Shehakol Yafel Abesamim Pit Malachatzai Peshera Lishlish Wiliriya lo shamanu Amar Rabbi Yehuda Zehakol al Im kemidata Keshera Lachatzain Weim kisar achat Mikol simanecha Chayav mita Tanya bar kapara Omer achat lishishim O lishivim shana Haitava shel shirayim Lachatzain viotane bar kapara ilu haya noten pa korto shel devash en adam yakol amod mifne recha vilama en bearbin la devash mifne Shehatorah Amra Ki kol she'or v'kol devash Lo taktiru mimenu Ishel Adonai Yohei wahe dawanu heyo. Now from this point on, this should be recited three times, although I will only do it once. Adonai Yohei Wahei Yohei Dawanu Heyo Tzivaotimanu Miskav Lanu Elohei Yaakov Selah Adonai Yohei Wahei Yohei Dawanu Heyo Tzivaot Ashrei Adam Boteach Adonai Yohei Wahei Yohei Dawanu Heyo Hoshia Amelech Ya'aneinu b'yom kareinu Ata seter li Mitzar titreni rane valet Asoveni sela V'arva ladonai yohei wahei Yohei dawanu heyo Minhat Yehuda Yerushalayim Ki me'olam Ukshanim Simoniot. We're now connecting to the handout. And this is the Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan for the year 5781. It's on October 17th, 2020, until the sunset of October 19th, 2020. The actions you do on this eighth day of Nisan in the year 5780 will impact either positively or negatively the month of Cheshvan in the year 5781. The permutation of the names of God. Vav Hey Hey Yud and Yud Hey Hey Aleph. Please join me. Wah hey hey yo yo hey hey ah. Wah hey hey yo yo hey hey ah. Wah hey hey yo yo hey hey ah. The letters of the month, the Dalits that created the planet Mars, Ma'adim, the planet of war and battles and strength, male energy. And the Nun, it created the constellation Akrav, which is the scorpion. Together, the Dalit and the Nun spell the Hebrew word Din, which translates as judgment. Please join me as we say the Ana B'Koach together. We will stop at the third verse and connect to these permutations and these letters. Ana B'Koach Yedulat Yemincha Katir Terura Aleph Bet Gimel Yutat Sabi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sad Beinu Tacharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dor Sheyechutcha Kevavat Shamren Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Wah hey hey yo yo hey hey ya Wah hey hey yo yo hey hey ya Wah hey Yo, hey, hey, wa, ah. Wa, hey, hey, yo, yo, hey, hey, ah. Wa, hey, hey, yo, yo, hey, hey, ah. The Dalit created the planet Ma'adim, the planet Mars, the male energy. Nun created the constellation Akrav. The scorpion. Akrav is spelled Ayin, Kuf, Resh, Bet. There's a coldness in the scorpion that separates the 72 names of God. Remove the coldness during the month of Scorpion. And the connection is to The 72 names of God. Wah, hey, hey, yo. Yo, hey, hey, ah. Wah, hey, hey, yo. Yo, hey, hey, ah. The coldest is the connection to the letter of the law, and not the essence of the law. The letter of the law is judgment, harsh judgment. Why, hey, hey, yo. Yo, hey, hey, ah. Why, hey, hey, yo. Yo, hey, hey, ah. Why, hey, hey, yo. Yo, hey, hey, ah. The relationships described in the Sefer Yetzirah the name of the month of Cheshvan comes from the Shoresh in Hebrew, the root in Hebrew, of a word that means to worry or to fear. One will need to limit one's connection to worry and concern and fears during the month of Cheshvan, or one will find oneself overwhelmed by fear. The tribe is the tribe of Benjamin. Benjamin has the meaning of the right, the son of the right. The sense is the sense of smell, and the controller is the intestines. And we are taught that the intestines is the first part of the body that decays in the grave. The next section, we will connect to the six verses representing the offering from the Nasi, from the prince of the tribe of Benjamin. We'll read them in Hebrew and in English. Bayom hashmishemini nasi livne menashe gamli el betedatsur. On the eighth day, Gamliel ben Pedat Zur, the prince of the children of Manasseh. Verse 49, the reading from Bamidbar, Numbers, chapter 7. Coincidentally, this chapter has 89 verses with the same gematria as the Hebrew word Hanukkah, the festival of lights, and there is definitely a connection. Karbano karet kesef echad shloshim u'me'ah mishatla mizerat echad kesef shivim shekel b'shekel hakodesh. Shinayim mileim solet bilula v'shemen lemincha. He presented for his offering one silver dish. The weight thereof was 130 shekels, one silver basin of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of the fine flour mingled with oil for a meal offering. Verse 50. Tafachat asara zahav melayat toret. One golden pan of 10 shekels full of incense. Arechad ben Bakar, Yael Echad, Kavash Echad ben Shenato Leola. One young bull, one ram, one he lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, for an ola, an elevation offering. Seir yizim echad lechata'at. One male of the goats for a sin offering. Verse 53. Ulzevach hashlamim bakar shenayim ayim hamisha. Atudim hamisha. Kivasim b'nei shana chamisha zekarban kamliel ben bedatzur. And for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 17 animals, two oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 he-lambs of the first year. And this was the offering of Gamliel ben Pedatzur. For the tribe of Manasseh, Gamliel ben Pedatzur. Gamliel is the connection to the letter Gimel, where the foot at the bottom left is stepping outside, as said in the Gemara and the Holy Zohar. The Gimel brings Ben Pedatzur, even in a place where he goes outside. Hashem, God, known as the Tzur, the rock, will redeem him, Peda. Sometimes we go outside of our inner space and get into trouble. Perhaps we did not think enough before venturing out of our comfort zones. That is when we need to raise our eyes to Hashem and pray for redemption. That is what our nation did in Mitzrayim, in Egypt. And Hashem heard our prayers. To pray means to have faith, most precious in the eyes of our Maker. Are you in a tight space? Are you in Egypt? In that narrow, tight physicality? Pray for redemption, and that the leaving of Egypt is not just a fancy idea, but becomes a practical reality. We all live in Egypt, in the physical world. Our souls are in physical bodies, which is Egypt, at narrow, constraining, physical place. It is very highly recommended that you take a look at the various links that connect to the energy of the names and to the verses in the Tanakh that connect to the name. For the name Manasseh, the energy verses there happen to be 111 verses for the name Manasseh. And 111 is the gematria of the letter Aleph when spelled out. Aleph Lamed Peh. The second of the 111 verses comes from the book of Shmot. Mika shefa lo techiyo. Thou shalt not suffer a sorceress to live. which we really need to question why the sorceress is expressed as a female, because it also applies to a sorcerer, a male. The more you learn about these names, the more you will be able to perceive the various traits, both positive and negative, that are associated with the month of Cheshvan. And now let us learn what was the consciousness behind the offering brought by Gamliel ben Pedatzur. The silver bowl, the word is kearat, which is similar to, sounding like, akeret, which means uprooted. Jacob tore away the birthright from Reuben and gave it to Joseph. And what does that have to do with the tribe of Manasseh? Joseph, or Manasseh, is the firstborn son of Joseph. Did he bring 130 shekels as part of the silver bowl? Why did it weigh 130? Because Jacob was 130 years of age when he went down to Egypt, and he came only because of Joseph's request. The basin has 70 shekels. And the word in Hebrew for basin is mizrak, which is sounding like the word nizrak, which means to be cast down. And this is alluding to Joseph, who was cast down from his father Jacob and sold into slavery into Egypt. Why was it 70 shekels? To connect to the 70 souls that went down to Egypt. Please recognize it wasn't 70 bodies that went down to Egypt. There were only 69 bodies because Yocheved, the mother of Moshe, was still in her mother's womb. She was born in Egypt. The gold ladle, which is the kaf, hints to the territory of Manasseh, which looks like a palm, like a kaf. The meaning of the 10 shekels for the ladle alludes to the 10 parts of Manasseh's territory, as explained in the book of Joshua in chapter 17. The bull is an olah offering, hints to the Machir, the first generation born to Manasseh. The ram alludes to Gilead, the second generation born to Manasseh. And the sheep, all of these are Oleh offerings, elevation offerings. These hint to Lezer, the third generation that was born to Manasseh. And this hinting was a description that these three sons of Manasseh were elevated by the offering of the Nasi of the tribe when the dead, when the Mishkan was dedicated. The male goat as a sin offering. The goats for a sin offering was a hint to Jair, who did not bequeath his portion to his sons, since he had no sons. And this is a hint to someone like myself, who only have daughters. The Ari explains that that's the meaning of that, is that there was a sin involved somewhere that one must determine so that he can do teshuvah, so that he will have a son, either with another second wife or with his next lifetime. All of what I just said is my opinion as it applies to me. The peace offering, as I said earlier, 17 animals, and we know the number 17 connects to goodness. But it's composed of two cattle, which hints to the two parts of the tribe of Manasseh. One part lived outside of the land of Israel, in the West Bank. And the other part, the land was inside. And that connects to the consciousness, similar to why Yehuda was considered, why Reuben and Joseph were, Reuben and Yehuda were exchanged. Reuben was the firstborn physically, but Yehuda became the firstborn. Actually, Joseph became the firstborn. And the same thing applied to Manasseh, because Jacob fathered Manasseh with the handmaid, thinking it was his wife, Leah. The three different varieties of animals hint to the three things that Joseph did for Manasseh when Jacob put his right hand on Ephraim's head. And there are five of each animal to hint to the five daughters of Zelophehad, who inherited the land, even though their father did not have any sons. Reminding you to connect to the word Echad, the gematria of which is 13, through making a donation, giving tzedakah in the amount of 13 of something. But it's strongly recommended that you find a truly poor person to make that donation to. Who is a truly poor person? Is someone that knows Hashem, knows that Hashem will provide for them, and does not know if you will be the one that Hashem has chosen to provide for them, or someone else will. But a truly poor person knows that Hashem will provide. That's the certainty that one needs to find, to find a truly poor person. That's the end of our class. Please unmute yourselves to ask any questions. I'm reminding you that there are two classes tonight, one at 4:30 West Coast time, and I apologize for yesterday not getting to class on time. I was having difficulty getting in onto the phone. And that will be a deeper Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, we will have a regular Zohar class completing Section 9 of the Parasha of Tzav from the Zohar. Are there any questions? I wish you all a beautiful day. Remind you that Shabbat is coming. And remind you that we will also have a class at 7 a.m. West Coast time tomorrow, the same time, where we will connect to the holiday of lights, the holiday of Hanukkah. Shalom Gadol, shalom to all. May you have much peace in your life. Shabbat shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom.
Thank you all.